appreciate your continuous attendance, you know, for this last presentation. Thank you all. Today I'm going to talk about soil solarization combined with a reduced rate fumigation for the pest control. I would like to thank my co-author, Dr. Scott Yates, Oli Beck, Daniel Ashworth, and Richard Shen. Soil solarization has been proposed as an alternative for the pest control based on the observation that the soil organism cannot survive over certain temperature. You know, this method seems very attractive because it's non-toxic and it's free, almost no cost, except usually a plastic mulch covered at the soil surface to improve the soil temperature. But the problem is for the deep soil, usually not enough heating can be achieved. That means the soil temperature too low for the deep soil. And another problem is the climate variation. You know, we don't have insufficient reliability. On the other hand, you know, fumigation is a traditional method for the pre-plant treatment. It can be well controlled, but the problem is the environmental contamination and also the food safety. So as a compromise, it's naturally come to the idea to combine both, that is, combine soil solarization with a reduced rate of fumigation for the pest control. Today I'm going to present our study to study the effect of the temperature alone and also the combined effect between soil temperature and the fumigant, both in under the constant temperature in the laboratory and the variable temperature in the field. We want to know what's the rule behind it. Firstly, we conducted experiment in the laboratory using the root knot nematodes. We see the survival of the nematodes under different temperature over time, from 38 degree to 42.5 degree. And we found that the nematodes' survival follows the first order kinetics. That is the equation under the left corner, the n equal to 1 and the rate constant k change with the time. So how this k change with the time? That's the next slide. It shows this parameter, this rate constant k increased with the temperature and follow Arrhenius relationship. This is a famous equation related to the temperature. With you know, it seems very ideal that you know, we have a rule we can follow. So by this equation, we can determine what's the time needed to control the pest at a certain temperature. For example, at 38 degree, it seems 60 hours was required to achieve 90% of the mortality. But the problem is, you know, this is the ideal condition, well-controlled constant temperature. How about in the field? People argue that this hold in the field or not. So we did a test in the field to see if the relationship is still the same in the field. We buried the soil column, infested with the soil column, and measured the soil temperature at the different depths, and measured the survival of nematodes at the end of the experiment. The soil surface was covered with a typical high-density polyethylene film and also ceramic film, which to maintain the soil temperature and prevent the heat dissipation to the atmosphere. VIF is a virtually impermeable film, which I think Qing has mentioned that during this experiment, the soil, we can see the soil temperature for profile at about 5, it's really high, over 50 degrees, but it's decreased quickly with the depths. So that the left side shows the nematode survival, even with a pretty high temperature, we see only in 5 and 10 centimeter, you know, the nematodes were almost controlled, but below that, most of the nematodes still survival under 3 films. Since the temperature in the field varies with the time, so how to determine a time? You know, we're using the equation to calculate the equivalent time at 38 degrees. You can calculate the equivalent time at 40 degrees. You know, it depends on your reference temperature. And also a parameter Z related to the nematode's survival curve. So we can see this equivalent time at 38 degrees quickly decrease with the soil depth. It's exponentially decrease. And for example, at 15 centimeters about under 3 film about 2,000 hours equivalent time at 38 degrees. You know, according to the, if we still remember these figures, in the laboratory, about at 38 degrees, about 6 hours required to kill the nematodes. That means, but on the other hand, we have more hours in the field happened, but the nematodes, most of the nematodes are still survivable at this depth. So what this imply? That tell us pretty sure that, you know, the diurnal temperature regime in the field weakens the thermal efficacy. So this lead to the question, how long and what is the temperature in the field required to have enough adequate control of the soil pest? That is still, you know, need further research. My opinion. We also check the synergistic effect between the temperature and the filming. We use 1-3D, and we see this. We inject the 1-3D into the soil, and which have infested with the nematodes, and put them at a different temperature, which. By observing the concentration in the bottles, we can calculate the concentration time. And we plotted the survival by the concentration time, and we found the concentration time needed for the nematodes control decreased with the temperature. That means less chemical was needed if at the higher temperature, and this follow a sigmoid function. We also found the Arrhenius relationship can be applied to concentration time and the temperature. That means, you know, the concentration required to control the nematodes follows the Arrhenius relationship. We also have a field experiment to test the combined effects of temperature and the fumigant. This is only part of the, you know, this is only part of this experiment. This shows some equipment in the field. We use 90% of the standard application rate of inline, which is a mix of 1-3D and chloropicrin. At the surface, we're using 3 treatment. One is high-density polyethylene, another is ceramic film, and the third one is VIF. We measured the concentration at different depths, and we tested the nematode survival under four depths, 10 centimeters, 20 centimeters, 30 centimeters, and 40 centimeters. The filmmaking was applied by a drip line under 5 centimeters. This just shows the one example of one 3D distribution in the soil profile after about one day. We can see VIF and the VIF film, the concentration were highest. How about the nematode survival? Under the VI film and the ceramic film, most of the nematodes, you know, died after the experiment. But what happened with the high density polyethylene is some of the nematodes still survive in the deep soil. So this means under the ceramic film and the VI film treatment, the nematodes were better controlled. Since we measure the concentration over time, we can calculate the concentration time index and the plot with the nematode survival. By this plot, we can see, you know, under the ceramic film and the VIF film, the concentration time were more effective, indicated the temperature were also higher for ceramic film and the VIF film, which was true. So I want to draw my conclusion. The first one is thermal death of the nematodes follow the first order kinetics. The rate constant increase with the temperature and follow Arrhenius relationship. In the field condition, the diurnal temperature regime weakened the thermal efficacy, and the concentration time needed to control nematodes decreased with the temperature and also follow Arrhenius relationship. Compared to the most commonly used high-density polyethylene, the pests were better controlled, and in the soil covered with the ceramic film and the VIF film, because the enhanced soil temperature and the fumigant concentration. That's all. Thank you.
Any questions?
You mean the concentration change with the time?
No, I mean to map it spatially over the state.
Over the state.
Yeah, where this technique could be used most effectively and where it might not be. I mean, obviously, probably out in the hot desert would be most effective.
You know, that for doing what you said, you know, I think the air sample need to be sampled at different locations, which is a huge amount of work. And technically it's possible, but it's really challenging. But what you said is makes sense. You know, for other experiment, what I know is they measure the air concentration in a different location, but close to the application site. It's you know, you can imagine it's non-feasible to measure a location too far away, and this is an organic compound, not like the very common gas like carbon dioxide. They have their own degradation time, and you know, in the laboratory the measurement is not as easy as the common greenhouse gas.
Yeah,
So, but you know, according to the history, for example, the, at Fresno, in the past, because they apply a lot of fumigants, such as 1,3-D, and the local people found a really high concentration in the air. That's one reason they, you know, have more and more restrict regulations for the 1,3-D use. But that's was a problem, but I don't see such a general map so far.
You wouldn't expect that the solar radiation would vary so much throughout the valley here, that though, Greg, I would think.
Right, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it seems like it'd be possible to do that kind of thing. Develop a probability.
Appreciate it.